Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you or to register for the vaccine?
Well, I'm trying to find out what is the criteria at this moment.
Like who's eligible?
Right.
People's ages 65 and up. Hold on. I'm on the wrong website.
You see this, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second.
Okay, that's all right. It just got super quiet.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up for you, actually.
That's okay. No, take your time.
See if you can spot anything about people with pre-existing conditions.
Okay, so he wants to know the types of shots also.
Well, I'm looking for people with pre-existing conditions. Like I have cancer, when I would be eligible for a vaccine.
Yeah, okay, so this is for phase 1B. Frontline essential workers such as firefighters, police officers, correction officers, food and agriculture workers, United States Postal Service workers, manufacturer workers, grocery store workers, public transit workers, and those who work in the educational sector, as far as like teachers, support staff, and daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And
it seems like me having cancer, heart problems, and lung problems that I should be able to get vaccinated before the public.
Yes, I understand that. However, I would not have any control over that. People's ages 65 and older and those who are at high risk, such as illness, hospitalization, death from COVID, people who are residents of long-term care facilities, underlying medical conditions.
That's me right there.
Yes.
And when is that going to be available for me? Any idea?
I think those are available. It's
really?
Telling me who's like eligible to get it.
Okay, I have the underlying conditions because I have cancer and I have heart problems and lung problems. So you're saying I'm eligible for a vaccine?
Yes. Also, if you do, because I'm not sure if on appointments, do they ask for proof or anything? Because, you know, they don't provide me with that information. Like I advise the other callers, if you do fall in those healthcare workers or any work categories or underlying health issues, to just have proof or something, for instance, if you can get proof or something from your doctor, like documentation or like a doctor's slip or anything, because you never know what they're going to ask for.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I have that plus the cancer medications I'm on come right to my house, so I can actually provide the prescriptions with my name on them.
Yeah, so you would just have that photo ID, anything approved just in case they do ask for that type of documentation or information.
Okay.
When and where?
Yeah.
That's our next question for him then. When and where?
Okay. So I'm going to provide you with that phone number to register over the phone.
I've already registered.
We just want to know where we can go.
But I don't think I registered as him as a underlined condition.
You register online?
No, I registered on phone.
Through the 855 number?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so, however, in that, once they do register you, you do not have an option in the computer where they can put they in. The information that they ask is the only information they're instructed to ask because they don't handle any other information personal after that. After your information is registered, it is sent out to your nearest facility site, which is the county health department. After that, everything is on them to do. So once you do get contacted back for an appointment, you will aware those of those underlying, you will aware them of those underlying conditions, and if you fall into the healthcare category, the worker categories.
They're not going to call. Well, they're not really going to call us until our age group comes up if they're not aware of my underlying conditions. You see what I'm saying? If I went to OLA and just gave them my information, do you think I could get a vaccine if there was one available?
You can do that. OLA is a drive-through site. That's no appointment needed. You can do that. They give out a certain amount of vaccines every day. However, I don't know how those get ran through because all of the appointments through our line are ran by the county's health department.
Yes.
Do you know when they're giving those?
I know they were today. It was only 200, so those are, they're out. I wouldn't know the next day that they give it. I just know from customers saying when they call this line. However, I wouldn't have that direct information because those are not ran by us.
You can't go early enough. You can't get there early enough to get the shots because they run out.
Well, we're going to try and call OLA. We can get a hold of somebody up there that can give us some information and give them our information and see if they can give us any feedback.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.